It's time for this week's exam, our weekly examination of issues in education from KBIA News. I'm Ryan Femuliner. This week on the show, you'll hear from a couple of the candidates running for the school board here in Columbia. In next Tuesday's election, voters will pick two of the four candidates who will each serve three-year terms. There's only one incumbent who's running for re-election. That's Christine King. We'll hear from her and school board candidate Melvin Blaze on this show next week. But this week, we start with Paul Cushing. He's a first-time candidate who works as a programmer for Miller's Professional Imaging in Columbia. Cushing says he initially ran for school board because of his opposition to taxes, but he says there are other reasons, too. He spoke with KBIA's Nick Gass.
Columbia's my home. It's a great place to live. I've made a home here. It's been good to me, and I figured it would be a good way to give back to the community in some way. I think the school board is a thankless position. I'm sure that I'll never please everyone, but I don't mind that. I'll do the best I can. I'll listen to everybody and try and do what they, you know, what they're telling me if I think it's right. So really, the bonds and levies were the motivator, but now that I've gotten involved with it, it's fantastic. The people are nice to deal with. It's been very pleasant. I'm learning a lot about how things work, not only in schools, but the interaction between the Columbia Public Schools and the city and the county. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
So there are a lot of issues that are really important with this particular school board election. What are your thoughts on the bond issue and tax levy? I've read that was one of the main reasons why you jumped in and wanted to be a candidate. So could you maybe tell me a little bit more about your take?
Sure. I was against it initially. I don't like taxes. And I was hoping that when I ran, I would understand that we didn't need them. But what I've seen so far, visiting four or five schools with administrators, principals, and parents, is that we're overcrowded and we have to build more buildings. The bond issue will take care of that, at least the one elementary school, and then some other issues that they need to take care of. But the levies are going to allow us to add a line item to a budget for technology, which I approve of, and also will give teachers raises. And I think that's a good thing. They've been without that for a couple of years. So
the achievement gap is one of the most important, most talked about things in Columbia right now. Very widely discussed. What do you think should be done about it?
Well, I've said this several times in my answers to questions at the forums, but the achievement gap's always been something that we've dealt with. We used to be able to, or used to have the opportunities for people who did not go to college in manufacturing, but we don't have that as much anymore. So what I'd love to see is more vocational training in our high schools. I'd like to see us really actively pushing kids who are at risk or not planning to go to college for any number of reasons to choose a life skill that they can use, that they can take with them.
And I've read from your background that that's something that you experienced firsthand.
Correct. After high school, I worked for a few years and realized that I needed something more and then went back to vocational school. It was inexpensive. The training was fantastic, and I've benefited from it constantly since.
Rex Cohn is also running for the school board. He talked with KBIA's Dana Schnazy about budgets, the new high school in Columbia, and the challenges he might face if elected to the board.
I read you're a freelance media producer. Mm-hmm. So what types of skills do you take from that to translate into, you know, becoming a school board candidate?
I think what I've developed over the years, the 14 years now I've been a freelancer, is really able to zero in on what some of the primary problems are. And I hope as a board member I can be a little I hope I can kind of look past some of the chatter and just say, okay, what's the real problem here?
With school funding, obviously that's still a big issue, and federal funds really, you know, aren't exactly growing. So what do you think the district can do to adjust with that problem?
You know, as long as we can retain that good level of education, and we really can. I mean, we have some terrific teachers, and we have a high standard. But, you know, it's like everyone says every year, you know, you're going to look for the fat. And there's really not much more fat. So some of it is just looking what we can do without. And I can't honestly tell you what can we do without. I don't know that.
You know, administrators have discussed the achievement gap in mm-hmm. Columbia. Do you see that as – is that a big issue in Columbia?
It is an issue in Columbia, and it is everywhere. Everyone looks at the statistics. You know, the advantage in Columbia is that we do lead the state in having a narrowed achievement gap. The purpose of the school board now is to give the teachers and the administrators permission to say, okay, what worked and what didn't work. We see incremental improvements because, you know, you're just like anything. You know, you can study all night for a test and maybe do okay on it the next day, but you may not retain that knowledge. And you know, we have to – we're teaching kids over their – for their lifetime of learning. So nothing we do is going to suddenly make them score dramatic.
So what do you think some of the potential opportunities are with Battle High School, with the new Battle High School coming to the district?
Well, it's just terrific. You know, the first – primarily it'll relieve the crowding that are at Hickman Rockbridge. But a lot of it is helping freshmen realize when they're in high school that that freshman year counts. You know, the way we currently have it allocated, they're freshmen. They're kind of the big dogs on campus in their junior high. But, you know, put them in that environment with their sophomore, junior, and seniors, and they're low, and they're suddenly realizing, oh, this is serious. These people really do actually read a book and study and do all these serious things.
What are the major challenges you see the district facing in the coming years or in the future?
Well, primarily the budget. You know, that's the major challenge. The role of the school board will be to decide how much risk are we willing to take with our budget, how much negotiating. You know, it's going to be hard to negotiate some things. Why I don't have a particular issue that I'm pushing and want to, you know, pound my fist on, but I want to eliminate the trailers. And, of course, that will happen with the passing of the tax levy and or the bond issue. But, you know, when it's so cold or when it's raining out, every time that door opens, it disrupts learning. Every time some kid says, I got to go to the bathroom, you've got to coordinate because the building's on lockdown so that you only have one entrance because of our security measures. So while they want to get in the building, you have to coordinate to go open the door and or just hold it or do other things. And to a 10-year-old, that's distracting.
That's it for this week's exam. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week to hear from the other two candidates for Columbia School Board, Christine King and Melvin Blaze. Also, check our website later this week for videos of the full-length interviews with all the candidates.